Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man known affectionately by his fans as Champ and the Greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Residents of Louisville came out to the Ali Center to sign a book of condolences. Mark Merriweather was among them.
Well, I came out today because Muhammad Ali was a great inspiration to the black community and to a lot of people. So I wanted to make sure that I signed the book to let him know that he was loved and appreciated in Louisville, Kentucky. And he gives a lot of the children inspiration to come up and be, you know, great boxers or inspire them to be something that they're a better person, you know.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, and after that, or during all that, he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how great a health risk would be posed by giving or going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost there, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding some 70 others. The militant group has struck repeatedly in that area and in nearby Cameroon. This is VOA News.